Welcome to Conversations with Nista, where we sit down with real people to have real conversations. I hope today's episode leaves you with an insight, an idea, a question, or a smile. Listen in. This conversation is for you. Welcome back to Conversations with Nista. Today we are diving into a slightly juicier topic. We don't really talk about relationships and love and dating and sex enough on this show. So we are going to get into a couple more episodes centered around these topics in 2023 moving forward. But I wanted to talk about key takeaways that I've noticed in my personal experiences, those around me who typically enter relationships with non-committal men. So let's get into it. I am going to talk about three takeaways I put together when it comes to dating a non-committal man. First and foremost, guys, for anyone listening, men or women or however you identify, the right relationship will never make you question yourself or your self-worth. Let's start there. If it is the right person, they will not make you question yourself. And so if there is confusion arising in this dynamic, if there is insecurity that's developing that never existed there before, notice that early onwards and nip it in the bud where it needs to be cut off, where it needs to be acknowledged. And this is more for yourself than trying to prove a point to the other person or trying to get them to feel a certain type of way. This is more you honoring your own boundaries. Oftentimes in situations with non-committal men, they are very comfortable dating around and spending time with multiple partners and exploring them. And in the midst of that, there will be deep conversations that develop. There will be moments where it might feel like something you have never experienced before. And over time, those memories, those conversations, those feelings start to create a sense of expectation. Whether this is on a conscious or subconscious level, there will be underlying attachment and expectations developing. For the party that is developing these underlying expectations, there will be a general, and when I say timeline, I don't mean like, hey, you gotta let me know a response within 3 months from now if you want this to be exclusive or not, right? More so, there will be a general time span. It is only fun for so long. And as much as we can say that we love the non-committal aspect to it, we love not putting a label on it, we're both equally non-committal and avoidant, and it's super fun, and we're having this great time. Ultimately, one of the two parties, in this case, I'm speaking from this perspective of the woman dating the non-committal man, will have underlying expectations for things at one point in time changing. All want to be the person. Let's be honest, we want to be the one that they change for, and we want to be the one that was different. We want to be the one that was chosen. And so while it's all fun and games, if in 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, a year to 2 years from now, things aren't changing, then it comes to a point of you asking yourself and being honest with yourself, what am I doing here? Nothing in my external reality is changing, yet I'm consistently getting more and more disappointed repeatedly. Why? I have been the one hurting myself over and over in expecting things to change. That is what leads me into number two, or second takeaway from this experience, is do not expect them to change. Their healing is their responsibility. So while you may have these underlying expectations that things will be different, they will choose you, whatever insecurities are developing within you right now, or whatever disappointment you may be experiencing or patterns you're noticing will suddenly shatter, it's likely not going to happen that way, because he has to take ownership and accountability of his own patterns. And oftentimes those cycles within ourselves, be it whether we're talking about the other party or ourselves, we shatter them when we create space from this current situation, right? We usually shatter them when we are able to walk away, we're able to observe and introspect in our own time, not when we're continuously attached to this experience. So ultimately, it doesn't really matter how special or amazing you are. I've noticed a lot of women fall into this kind of mentality too when they're not chosen, and you know, these men are giving them all these different mixed signals and telling them they're wife material, but at the same time dating multiple other women, and this pattern continues and continues. Even the most high value women get messed up with this kind of treatment. It sends you into this loop of, what am I doing wrong? What is missing? Why am I not enough? It sends you almost to this anxious attachment style that, even if you have never exhibited that in relationships before, the amount of extreme avoidance this man is exhibiting will literally trigger you running for more validation and more signs and more. Your brain is looking for that kind of certainty, and it's not able to comprehend why there are still other options when you are being treated like the girlfriend. You're jokingly being called wifey. These things really, really mess with you. And over time, I've learned that you cannot take that personally. When I was in this situation myself, I took it incredibly personally in the beginning. When, you know, it took me time to recognize, but subconsciously, I thought I would be the one who was chosen, and I wasn't. And so this really got me questioning, what am I missing? What am I doing wrong? But when I noticed that this was this person's pattern and the cycle kept continuing and it kept continuing, I realized that it wasn't a me thing at all. And so if women are listening to this in this situation right now, and you're maybe like a couple weeks or months in and you're noticing these little red flags come up and you're wondering like, hey, is there something wrong with me? Or, you know, do I not have something that someone else has, or vice versa? What is the situation here? No matter how amazing and special and wonderful and talented and beautiful you are, if he isn't ready, he won't commit to anyone. In fact, you being a high value woman on a subconscious level can be triggering insecurities within him. In fact, if anything, because he knows that you deserve commitment, he knows that you deserve the absolute best, he knows that you deserve a man's undivided attention, he will often go elsewhere and seek partners who are perhaps allowing his behavior over and over, who aren't entirely in their power, because he knows that he has this advantage to access their energy and their availability at his own convenience. So you, being the high value woman that you are, cannot allow yourself to become a convenience piece. You have to protect your energy. You have to honor your boundaries. It is so incredibly difficult when the connection itself and the feelings and the moments that you spend together are amazing and sometimes better than anything you've ever experienced in the past. That's what will probably fuck with you the most, if I'm being honest. But that's also what leads me to takeaway number three. Unconditional love does not mean unconditional boundaries. So it gets to a point where you have to be honest with yourself. You have to have the courage to step back and say, I don't care how amazing this is. I don't care how much love I see for this person. Let's look at it objectively. Let's look at the actions that they're taking towards me from a completely non-emotionally attached standpoint, right? Are they hitting me up whenever they want? Are they telling other women the same exact thing that they tell me? If one of us isn't available, is he running to the next? Is he even comfortable being alone in himself? Or does he always need one of us to be on a FaceTime call with him, going on a date with him, finding a new one, swiping on Hinge when we're not available? You have to be hyper honest with yourself about where he is at in his own personal healing journey. And this goes a step beyond, oh, he's dating other women. Oh, he's sending all of us mixed signals. He's being noncommittal. No, this goes a step beyond that and noticing his own patterns. What is his relationship like with his family? What have his past relationships been like? How much inner work is he doing on himself currently? If you want this man to turn around and shift things around and suddenly commit to you, you have to be honest with yourself and ask, let's say he does that today. Let's say he chooses me, right? Let's say he does that this instant. You got a call from him. He's like, hey, I've cut all these other girls off. I am choosing you. You're it for me. Ask yourself now, is he still the man that you would want to commit to and date? Has he truly done all that inner work that needs to be done? And I'm not saying you have to be fully healed to enter a relationship, guys. I think a lot of healing takes place within relationships dynamics as well. I don't think you have to be 100% healed prior to attracting your aligned partner. I don't believe in that. However, my point here is sometimes the ego wants to be chosen so badly that we are not even able to understand that after being chosen, what could come after may not even be a reality that we actually want, simply because we're too engulfed in this idea of being chosen. So really think about that. Like, maybe he has multiple women and you're beating yourself up over it, but is he even the man that you want at this point? Is there a part of you that's like, wow, I actually just deserve like so much better because I would never do this? Ask yourself, would I ever act this way? And if the answer is no, then you already know you deserve better. So a lot of what comes up in this process is catching yourself when you're making excuses for him, catching yourself when you want to be chosen, catching yourself when you're putting him on a pedestal, catching yourself when you have feelings of, damn, I would never do that to someone. Notice all these things. Write them down if you need to. Do not turn a blind eye to them. Because even if things change and he chooses you, he likely hasn't done the inner work on himself to make your relationship successful. Something interesting that I noticed in my situation is that he would literally tell me, you deserve someone who treats you so well. And when he would say these things in my mind, I was like, wait, but why is that not you? Like, why can't that be you? I remember I would question that. I'd be like, but I want you to be that person for me. But very soon I realized that the reason I was told those things is because on some level, he did not believe that he could be that person for me. And that was his way of communicating it. That was his way of saying, I am not able to be that person for you. So this is where you take your power back, ladies. You say, I am going to believe him when he tells it like it is, when he shows it like it is. I am going to believe it for what I am seeing and take my power back and walk away. Because if he, from a man's perspective, is telling you you deserve better, even if you don't believe it, I can 110% guarantee you that you do. So don't make excuses for a man who treats you like an option. And also, don't be ashamed if you went down this path of feeling insecure or feeling anxiously attached or searching for answers or trying to get some sort of a response or an answer from him or wanting to be chosen. Do not feel ashamed, because even the strongest and most independent, most high value women who may be securely attached or even avoidant attachment styles, people who can easily detach, this type of a connection will inevitably trigger an anxious response. It will start to create thought loops and insecurities and questions and make you wonder what is wrong. I want you to understand that that's normal. That is the brain trying to compartmentalize this scenario. That is not a reflection of your self-worth. What is the actions that you choose to take after you've identified that this is a pattern that isn't going to stop. So again, I don't want you feeling ashamed for the emotional response that is surfacing within you, but I do want you to take ownership and accountability for the actions that you choose moving forward, the lessons that you walk out of this with, the woman that you choose to become in your future romantic partnerships. I want you to be able to easily identify this type of man if he ever pops up in your life again, without making excuses, without batting an eye, and never letting a man fuck with you ever again. So those are my three key takeaways from dating a non-committal man, not only from my experiences, but other women I know, my friends. There's a lot of us out there. This is a much more common scenario than not. I hope for anyone listening who's in this phase of trying to make sense of this process, this might give you some insight or some clarity or foresight on what's to come next. But with that, take care, guys. I will see you all here in our next episode at Conversations with Nista.